1月26号到1月29号，神韵国际艺术团正在美国北方的密西根州底特律歌剧院进行五场演出。密西根州的各界政要纷纷发出贺信，表达祝贺之意。
密西根州州长里克·施奈德在褒奖信中说：“我十分荣幸地宣布，神韵艺术团将于2012年1月26日至29日，在五大湖区的底特律歌剧院进行演出。”底特律是一个文化中心，他非常高兴地欢迎这个优秀的艺术团体来到密西根州。仅代表密西根州的人民，衷心地感谢神韵艺术团，并对他们延续多年的成功表达最良好的祝愿。联邦参议员卡尔·列维在贺信中说：“自2007年以来，神韵艺术团不断地呈现给观众艺术上的盛享，在过去的五年里，不断扩大的规模以及广受欢迎的程度，充分证明了你们的表演实力以及观众对你们的肯定。我非常高兴你们选择底特律作为全球巡演中的一站。我相信今年本地区的居民将再次有幸欣赏到一场完美的演出。”底特律市市长戴夫宾表示：“我很荣幸神韵再次光临底特律。这场备受期待的演出使我们共聚一堂来欣赏舞蹈艺术，使我们共聚一堂来庆祝艺术的价值。”底特律市市议会主席查尔斯·普格表示：“神韵艺术团再次与我们分享中国传统文化的精华，我们已经准备好欣赏这场演出。我知道贝斯底特律的居民甚至游客都会有一次难忘的体验。”新唐人记者宋德，美国底特律市报道。
1月27日晚，美国神韵国际艺术团在美国底特律的第二场演出受到各界人士的热烈推崇。神韵美妙的梦幻般的演出令观众们感到无比欣喜。下面请看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
I thought it was extravagant, beautiful and original. I felt like it was in a foreign country. It was beautiful.
It's amazing. The colors, the dancing, the culture, it's amazing. And it's so rich. I think everyone should experience it.
Initially, when I came, I thought maybe it's produced by China. But really, this one, after seeing it, I can see very well say, this is the Chinese culture, not the today's Chinese propaganda. So that was a very pleasant surprise. Very nicely done.And going, keeping the culture intact over the years. That's the beauty of it.
The colors, the performance, the music, everything was excellent. The whole stage production was beautiful. I would recommend it to everybody that hasn't seen such gorgeous dancing.
We find the show was wonderful, fantastic.The synchronization and the dancing was out of this world.
新唐人记者林慧欣、陈雷，美国底特律采访报道。
1月28号晚，美国神韵国际艺术团在美国密西根州底特律歌剧院的精彩演出，让前来观看的艺术家们欣喜不已。神韵呈现的精神启迪和天堂般的色彩让他们完全折服。请看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
83岁的波兰裔画家李基娜女士认为，神韵把天堂带进了人间。
Absolutely, absolutely perfect, beautiful. And that's what is inspiring all, because heaven is colorful. So you're bringing heaven into the earth. That's what we need.
一同来看演出的女儿玛利亚姆认为，神韵带来的精神启迪是当今世界所渴望的。
It's the spirituality of what the world now is hungry for, what is missing.
No, I feel the same way. You know, actually, that's what the world needs now. It's the new era. You're bringing back because the circle of life goes back and forth.You know, all around, and it's coming back, the spirituality that the new era is bringing to us. It's already started. And that I'm very happy to see that it's really taking place.
美术家克里斯托弗表示，他将把从神韵学到的色彩搭配运用于他的美术创作中。
And believe you me, this is breathtaking, and it really takes your mind to another place where you can really enjoy and understand what is going on. And like I said before, visually, it is spectacular. The use of color against color and stuff like that. I will draw a great deal from this show and take it back to my studio and my home and use it in a meaningful manner.
新唐人记者林慧星、宋德，美国底特律市采访报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团1月28号在美国密西根州底特律市进行了两场演出，演员们精湛的演出以及所呈现的中华传统文化的魅力征服了汽车城的工程师们。请看本台记者的报道。
汽车配件公司副总裁科克·莫里斯曾去过中国大陆，但没有看到过这样的演出。
I think it's a very fun and very vibrant atmosphere, very, very well, orchestrated, and just enjoyable. I think the whole cast is enjoying exactly everything they're doing.
It's really entertaining. I thought they did a really good job. It's very comical, and it was just very nice. I had it very enjoyable.
IT 公司项目经理西亚姆和航天工程师斯瓦奈尔对演出中中西方乐器的完美合奏感到惊奇。
I see the Chinese instruments merging very nice.With the piano and the Western instruments and the Western ensemble. It's really stunning experience. Many of these pieces show the spiritual nature of the dancers, the imagery and the special effects of divine beings flying and coming in and then converting to dancers and doing very inspiring.
I find it to be breathtaking.I like the costumes, the choreography, and just how well it's put together.
The background scenery is beautiful. I like how the entertainers are popping out of the background scenery into the stage. I think that's something very unique that I've never seen at a theater before.
新唐人记者林慧欣、宋德，美国底特律采访报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团1月27日在底特律进行了第二场演出，观众们对于神韵演出的超群技艺、各个方面的衔接与布置感到美妙非凡。神韵舞蹈演员的舞姿是许多观众的最爱，聚集了所有目光的焦点。下面请看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
Oh, it's wonderful. I was blown away. It was amazing. Very professional production.
I like the sleeve dance. That was beautiful. And the ladies are just all gorgeous. And it's been fantastic.
If I were to compare it to anything, I would say it was as masterfully crafted as the Celadon pottery that has become one of the seven wonders of the world. It was outstanding and was a unique cultural experience.
The transitions from the screen to the stage and the way they entered and exited the stage was phenomenal, and it kept me guessing what was going on behind the scenes.
I just like the grace and the elegance and just the beauty of it all. The color is just fantastic, and the excitement, just sharing the whole story has been wonderful.
I was really amazed by the hand fans that they used. I couldn't figure out how they were able to open them and close them.I thought the hosts did an excellent job in explaining everything, so that way it gave us a little bit of background into Chinese culture. Also, I appreciated the honesty with what's going on in current day China.
The whole story, and I'd love to go back and read the whole program after the show and really get a better feel of the whole evening.
新唐人记者林慧欣、陈雷，美国底特律市采访报道。
1月28日晚，神韵国际艺术团在底特律市底特律歌剧院的第四场演出非常成功。远道而来的观众表示得到了重要的讯息，要告诉全世界为和平祷告的朋友。另外，从加拿大温莎市来看神韵的法律教授认为神韵是非常值得一看的。请看本台记者从当地发回的报道。
The show was incredible. I have to tell you, I traveled 60 miles to get here tonight, by myself. I received a flyer in the mail about Shenyun, 2 days ago. I got home from California, which I work there part-time. And just the minute I held the brochure, I something told me that I had to come. I really knew very little about why I was coming here, but I certainly know now, because my heart goes out to the message that is being given to all of humanity. I think it's a very important time. I will certainly get the message out to all my friends all over the world who are also praying for the planet and praying for peace. So the message I got here tonight is that the most important thing is love. And then loving and honoring of each other, the time is now. The time is now to do that. And that's what I find in Shenyun.
I thought it was fabulous. I thought it was quite riveting, captivating. I really enjoyed it. The costumes were incredible, and the music was in my opinion, very lovely. And I enjoyed it very much, great deal. Something I learned from the show, you know, it's the way I live my life. You know, you're good, and good will come back to you, and evil is always destroyed. Evil will not prevail. I think that a lot more people should come out and see it. It's really worth seeing.
新唐人记者林慧欣综合美国底特律市采访报道。
1月26日至28日，美国神韵国际艺术团在美国底特律歌剧院连续上演了五场演出。周末时，剧院里高朋满座，场面热烈。请看本台记者从底特律发来的报道。
美术教授邦尼·乔布女士认为，没有任何演出能够与神韵媲美。
I thought the show was phenomenal. I've always wanted to come to see the show. I thought the costuming was beautiful. And of course, all the artistic values, the beauty, the spiritual part, you could feel the spiritual part. Yeah, the choreography was just beautiful. And the theme of each dance, I thought was so remarkably done. And we come to every opening here at the Opera House. We have season tickets at the Fishers, so we go to see everything. You're top notch.
前银行家谢仁潘女士由衷地喜爱神韵。
I'm enjoying it immensely. The music is beautiful. The costumes, whoever did the costuming, is absolutely fabulous. And the technology with the background, with the people jumping in and out of the technical part, is absolutely fabulous. I would recommend it in a minute. I just don't want it to end.
底特律市市长执行助理迪恩。威廉姆斯先生是第五年观看神韵演出，他从中体悟到人生的意义。
We are not here by ourselves, and that we must learn and learn from where we came, know what we are, in order to know where we're going, and give back.
新唐人记者林慧欣、宋德，美国底特律采访报道。
神韵艺术团复兴中华文化不遗余力，全球巡回演出所到之处场场爆满，充满光明美好的演出让在场观众深受感动。但中共旧金山总领事却越州向其他城市的美国官员发出威胁信，要求他们不要观看神韵演出。如此的怪诞行径让看过神韵的旧金山观众们对中共的蛮横无理非常不满。
中共驻旧金山总领事高湛生1月18号发信给美国西雅图市议会议员，污蔑神韵，并以破坏中美关系要挟，要求他们不要给神韵演出写贺信，不要观看演出。结果信函被曝光。得知旧金山领事企图阻挠远在华盛顿州的神韵演出，近百名喜爱神韵的旧金山观众来到中领馆门前静坐抗议。
他毁掉的是中华的那个文明的灵魂，所以他破坏了这个中国的传统文化。那神韵呢是复兴中国的这个传统的文化，所以呢他感到了如芒在背，所以他害怕。
神韵到旧金山来，我去看神韵，我的感觉就是我见到了我的亲人，这是真正的中国人民所需要的，是真正我们从小所抚育长大所接受的。
神韵是非常的美，而且呢确实是讲了中国的5000年的文化，而且对这个整个的这个教育哈，仁义礼智信这部分都非常好的。
对于习惯了民主自由的西方人来说，就觉得更不可思议。
It just seemed quite odd, and in fact, it's quite outrageous. When you think about what's happening here, is to keep people from seeing something that's good. I've seen the show myself, and I've recommended it to many of my friends.
And I think it's just very odd that.
a foreign official would want to speak that way about Shen Yun, and also try to influence, you know, American city representatives. I would say ridiculous is the word. I mean, when I see that, it just to me emphasizes how important Shen Yun is. It makes me want to see it even more.
神韵艺术团将在2月7号、8号在美国西雅图中心的麦考剧场上演，这是他们第六次到当地演出。演出前收到包括华盛顿州州长的褒奖。新唐人记者易文、韩毅，旧金山报道。